1. Dialogue for introduction. Hello, everyone.
Hi, everyone, and hello, Tets. This is our 4th webcast dedicated to brushing up your English skills. Oh, what's the theme this time, Tets?
In your career as an English teacher here in Japan, I'm sure that many of the learners you have met said such things as, I can read English, but my speaking and listening skills lag behind.
Ah, true. But I wonder if they can read those passages accurately. I think they actually mean that they look at the material and read it using dictionaries, taking a lot more time than is reasonable, for a minimal understanding.
That's it. The reading ability that many people have in mind is just understanding of a few sentences by spending some time with their dictionaries.
I hope they will learn how to nurture actual reading abilities, which enable them to read and grasp the content accurately and quickly.
I hope this month's lesson will give you, listeners, some hints on how to nurture such abilities. Now, let us begin.
Let's go!
Task 1. First reading. Please read the passage that will soon appear on the screen.
U.S. seniors and the Internet. Although online technologies were first developed by and targeted at younger generations, seniors are now the fastest growing segment of Internet users in the United States. A survey by the Pew Internet and American Life Project reported that in 2005, just 26% of 70 to 75-year-old Americans use the Internet, whereas today, that figure has risen to 45%. If people aged 60 to 69 are included, the figure jumps to nearly 60%. Experts say the percentage of computer-literate seniors will continue to increase as people who are already comfortable with computers retire and use online technologies to help them stay informed and socially involved.
Task 2. I hope you have finished reading the passage closely.
I hope so, too.
Now, please outline the passage you have just finished reading.
Do so as if you were having a relaxed conversation with a friend. Limit yourself to 1 minute.
どんな話でしたか? 1分間で誰かに伝えるつもりで、英語で今読んだ内容を語ってみてください。
Ready? Start!
Time's up.
Review 1.
いかがでしたか? 誰かに内容を語るつもりで読んでいなかったから無理だったという方もいらっしゃるかもしれません。日本語だったらどうだったでしょうか? 英語を読む姿勢がいざとなれば質問に答えられればよいという程度のものであった。 まさか読み終わった後にどんな内容だったか語れるようにならないといけないという意識で英文を読んだことがなかったと気づかれた方が多くいらっしゃるのではないかと思います。読んだ後でこんな話だったよなと概要を言えることを意識した練習が早く正確に内容を読み取る力を育ててくれます。やがてどんな形式の長文問題に対しても正答率が上がっていくことにつながるはずです。では気を取り直してもう一度読む姿勢を変えて読み終わったら誰かに内容を伝えるんだという意識で読んでみてください。Vocabulary and Expressions Step 1 Let's learn vocabulary and expressions. Look at the list of vocabulary and expressions. Listen to Japanese read by me and repeat the English read by Edward. 1. インターネットに代表されるコンピューターをつないで使用する技術
Online Technology Online Technology
2. 何々を対象目的とする
Target Target
3. 階層や区分されたグループ
SegmentSegment
4. ところが
Whereas Whereas
5. 数字数量
Figure Figure
6. コンピューターを使える
Computer literateComputer literate
7. 何々に慣れている違和感がない
Comfortable with Comfortable with
8. 退職する
Retire Retire
9. 情報に通じた
InformedInformed
10. 関係している
Involved Involved
Six. Vocabulary and Expressions Step 2. Now let's practice a bit more. I will give you Japanese in random orderIf you can look at the list of vocabulary and expressions, please do so. Respond to my Japanese as quickly as possible and give me the English equivalent. Ready? 1. 数字、数量 2. 退職する 3. 関係している 4. ところが5. 何々を対象目的とする 6. コンピューターを使える 7. インターネットに代表されるコンピューターをつないで使用する技術 8. 何々に慣れている違和感がない 9. 情報に通じた 10. 階層や区分されたグループVocabulary and Expressions, Step 3. How do you feel now? Do you think you have memorized them perfectly? This time, please don't look at the list. Just listen to my Japanese and give me the English equivalent as quickly as possible. 1. インターネットに代表されるコンピューターをつないで使用する技術 2.何々を対象目的とする 3. 階層や区分されたグループ 4. ところが 5. 数字数量 6. コンピューターを使える。7. 何々に慣れている、違和感がない。8. 退職する。9. 情報に通じた。10. 関係している。
Task 3. Second reading. Please read the passage for 1 minute.
U.S. seniors and the Internet. Although online technologies were first developed by and targeted at younger generations, seniors are now the fastest growing segment of Internet users in the United States. A survey by the Pew Internet and American Life Project reported that in 2005, just 26% of 70 to 75-year-old Americans use the Internet, whereas today, that figure has risen to 45%. If people aged 60 to 69 are included, the figure jumps to nearly 60%. Experts say the percentage of computer-literate seniors will continue to increase as people who are already comfortable with computers retire and use online technologies to help them stay informed and socially involved.
Task 4. Please outline the passage in 1 minute. Ready? Start.
Review 2. いかがでしたか？今度はうまくいきましたでしょうか？この練習は本当に読む力をつけるための効果的な練習です。読んでも聞いても内容を語り直すことで、どんな形式の問題にも対処できる本当の読む力が身につくはずです。ただし、試験を受けているときにはこの練習をしない方がいいです。要約を求められているのなら別ですが、実際の内容審議問題などでは、ざっと読んで概要をつかんで問題にアタックという流れになると思います。読んで概要をつかむのがより正確に早くなるようになる。そのための大切な基礎練習だと思ってください。
Models。
モデルを2つ聞いてみましょう。最初は私が簡単に語ってみます。次はエドワードが本気のネイティブパワーで語ります。
Please listen to the models. First, I will give you mine as model 1. Next, you can listen to a retelling by Edward. Model 1. Online technologies were developed by young people. When they were developed, these technologies were targeted at young people. However,The number of seniors who use these technologies has been increasing. 60% of those aged 60 to 75 are familiar with these online technologies. The ratio of such seniors is increasing. One of the reasons is that these seniors are already familiar with these technologies because they were using these technologies while they were working at offices.And in other places. Online technologies are helping them stay informed and involved in society. Now here comes Model 2, Native's Super Summary Model.
According to a report by the Pew Institute, senior citizens have increased their share of internet usage, which was first centered on a younger segment of the population of the United States. The survey showed that from 2005, the number of internet users between the ages of 70 and 75 jumped 19%. If the size of the group is expanded to include people as young as 60, the percentage goes up to 60%. This figure is expected to grow as computer-literate Americans reach retirement age.
Review 3. Edward, yours is always superior to mine.
Not at all.
I'm really envious of you.
To tell you the truth, this is not easy even for native speakers, but I'm sure that this is a very important technique in any language. I hope our listeners have noticed that we did not recite the passage, but instead used different sentence structures. And Tets, yours is a good example, using easier sentence structures.
True, neither of us told small details such as 26, 70, 75, 60, 69, and 60, or what all these figures represent, but reorganized the information by restating their meaning in a simplified way. Luckily, my homeroom teacher was a Japanese teacher, Kazuyo, for 6 years through junior and senior high school. She was very strict.
Oh, really?
And asked us to read many books and write essays. Of course, we had to write outlines of stories or passages and had to give our own impression or opinions.
Ah, you're telling us that what you can do in English, you can do in your native language.
皆さんの語りと2つのモデルを比べての感想はいかがでしょうか。モデル1を見ると、2005年 26%、70、75、60、69、60といった数字絡みの情報を大胆にまとめてしまっていることがお分かりでしょうか。表現も平易なものが使われています。とりあえずこんなまとめを語ることができることを目指しましょう。モデル2は、エドワードが顔を真っ赤にして真剣に取り組んだものです。良いネイティブの例はたどり着けない目標ですが、少しでも近づけるように頑張りましょう。
Final task。このパッセージは2011年度第1回英語検定準1級の内容審議問題からの引用です。以下に質問と選択肢がありますから、正しい答えを選んでみましょう。きっと皆さん、正しい答えを選べるはずです。The passage of this month is a part of pre-first grade test given in the first time Aiken in 2011. Please choose the answer to the following question.
What can be said about the relationship between seniors and the internet? 1. Most seniors were unaware of the usefulness of the internet until marketing firms began promoting it to them. 2. While it took seniors longer than other age groups to start using the internet, they are now key contributors to its growth. 3. Although the internet's early development relied on young people, seniors were the first to use it on a regular basis. 4. Decreasing internet use by seniors age 70 to 75 means they now spend less time online than seniors aged 60 to 69.
Have you chosen your answer? Now here's the correct answer.
The correct answer is 3. Although the internet's early development relied on young people, seniors were the first to use it on a regular basis.
Well done, everyone.
Yes, good job.
いかがでしたか?正解は3。
Although the internet's early development relied on young people, seniors were the first to use it on a regular basis ですね。
Closing dialogue. Now we have to say goodbye.
But we shall certainly see you again. Tets, what's on the menu for next month?
We are going to discuss in more detail how to nurture your reading skills so that you can outline the contents quickly and correctly. You will further learn how to nurture your production abilities, especially speaking, through reading, which is often regarded as a receptive, passive activity.
Sounds interesting. I'm afraid I've met many people who say, Chobun dokai mondai wa hirai da.
You mean I hate reading comprehension questions?
I said so, didn't I?
Yes, in Japanese.
Oh, I didn't realize it. Hazukashi.
Your Japanese is so good that you speak Japanese unconsciously.
No. You're very kind to say so, but I have a long way to go. I think people around the world can bridge cultural gaps by respecting each other's language. Listeners, thanks for speaking my native language. Soon you will not be afraid of reading longer English passages.
Take care.
And study well.
今月のレッスンはいかがでしたでしょうか?
How was this month's lesson? Please try out this type practice when you read English passages. After either listening or reading, please try to retell the story. Those who can do that well are surely able to cope with any type of question.
読む姿勢を変えての練習、ぜひ日頃の学習に取り入れてみてください。聞いても読んでもどんな内容だったか語れることを目指しましょう。それができる人はどんな問題形式にもうまく対処できる人です。